China seeks to counter U.S. second island chain strategy. A dime perspective. Commentary. The United States' second island chain strategy remains a critical component of its broader Indo-Pacific strategy, which is designed to strengthen maritime security and reinforce partnerships. In response, China employs diplomatic, informational, military, and economic national power to counter U.S. influence and advance its own strategic interests in the region. Through security agreements, disinformation campaigns, military patrols, and trade deals, the Chinese Communist Party seeks to challenge Washington's dominance by expanding China's operational reach and geopolitical influence. Diplomacy, Solomon Islands Security Agreement. China signed a security cooperation agreement with the Solomon Islands in April 2022, authorizing Beijing to deploy police, armed forces, and law enforcement personnel upon request. The details of this agreement have raised U.S. and Western concerns regarding the potential for a Chinese military base just 1,200 nautical miles from Australia. General concerns are that the Chinese regime might use its security presence to secure a more permanent military installation. However, Solomon Islands Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare has explicitly dismissed these concerns, stating that his government is conscious of the security ramifications and will not permit the establishment of a foreign military base. While some analysts argue that the CCP's expanding influence in the Solomon Islands could lead to a future military presence, regional sensitivities and historical resistance to foreign bases make such an expansion unlikely at this stage. Disinformation campaigns, deepfake operations. The CCP has increased its information warfare efforts to shape regional narratives and challenge U.S. influence in the Indo-Pacific. Using state-controlled media, artificial intelligence-driven disinformation, and deepfake technology, Beijing strives to undermine U.S. alliances while portraying itself as a stabilizing force. One of the most prominent disinformation efforts is its anti-Taiwan messaging, with Chinese state media repeatedly claiming that Taiwan independence is a dead end. Last month, Chinese outlets spread disinformation claiming that Taiwan's military was collapsing due to corruption, fabricating testimonies from supposed defectors to erode confidence in Taipei's leadership. Deepfake videos impersonating Taiwanese President Lai Ching-te claim that Washington is reconsidering its defense commitments to Taiwan, attempting to weaken Taiwan's trust in U.S. support. The CCP has also targeted the Philippines, portraying the United States as an unreliable partner. In March, Chinese state media published reports alleging that Washington uses Manila as a pawn in its Indo-Pacific strategy. Chinese-linked social media accounts spread disinformation alleging U.S. military bases in the Philippines were being used to store nuclear weapons, raising fears among the local population. Naval expansion, joint patrols near Guam. China has significantly increased its military presence in strategic waters, including expanded naval patrols near Guam, a vital U.S. naval resource in the Pacific. In August 2024, the USS Rafael Peralta encountered Chinese warships near Guam during a Western Pacific patrol. Additionally, China and Russia conducted a two-week joint naval patrol covering 4,800 nautical miles and placing them in waters near Guam. The Chinese People's Liberation Army Navy has relied on several friendly ports to support these joint patrols, providing for resupply and extended operational reach of the warships. Vladivostok, Russia, served as a staging ground for Chinese naval forces before their deployment in the Pacific, while Peter the Great Gulf, Russia, hosted coordination drills and maritime exercises. Trade deals could threaten U.S. Indo-Pacific strategy. Beijing has actively pursued economic agreements with U.S. allies that threaten American influence and complicate U.S. defense planning in the Indo-Pacific. One of the most concerning developments is China's control over rare earth mineral processing, with Australia and Indonesia continuing to rely on Chinese refining capacity. However, efforts by Australia and Indonesia to diversify supply chains may mitigate these risks over time. Recent developments highlight China's grip on ASEAN trade, but suggest it is not absolute. The 46th ASEAN summit emphasized diversification, with ASEAN leaders exploring new trade partnerships beyond China, including India, Pakistan, Russia, and the European Union. Additionally, the Arab Trade and Economic Forum highlighted U.S. efforts to counter Chinese influence, particularly through expanded trade agreements with Gulf states. Conclusion: strategic implications. The CCP's coordinated use of diplomatic agreements, disinformation campaigns, military expansion, and economic leverage is actively reshaping the Indo-Pacific and challenging U.S. freedom of movement. However, recent geopolitical shifts, including ASEAN's trade diversification and U.S.-led economic agreements in the Middle East, indicate that the Chinese regime's influence is not absolute. To maintain its second island chain strategy, Washington must strengthen defense agreements, counter misinformation, enhance military deterrence, and reduce dependencies on Chinese-controlled industries to secure its Indo-Pacific foothold. In short, America must leverage all of its elements of national power to counter the Chinese regime and advance the second island chain strategy.